This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. We have a great program lined up today, so delighted to have you here. It's good to have on with me today Tony Miller, who's been my friend, family, prophetic son, prayer partner for the past 30 years, 31 years actually in May. He and his wife Kathy are senior leaders at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, where they minister to thousands every week, a church they have served since 2006. Tony serves as bishop and apostle over Destiny World Outreach, which he founded in 1991 after receiving a mandate from the Lord for World Harvest. And Destiny World Outreach is a national international ministry with an emphasis on training and equipping 21st century leaders, both in churches and the marketplace. The primary means for accomplishing that mandate is being done through Destiny conferences, business summits, the Destiny Network, and Destiny Leadership Development Resources. Having ministered in over 50 nations of the world, Tony and Kathy have had the privilege of training over 120,000 leaders. The passion of their life is to awaken people to the God purpose potential that is inside of them and to equip them to fulfill that call. Tony Miller is truly one of the great preachers in our nation, as well as communicators of our time. And I want to welcome you, Tony, to BPN Radio today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's a great honor and privilege to be with you. I was listening as you read all that stuff. I really think none of that hardly would have ever happened in my life had it not been for Dale and Gene Gentry, so I'm grateful for you.
Oh, well, that's
thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and of course that is very mutual. We've had a wonderful journey since that day at Trinity Church International in 1987. It was in April, and you said, you met me in the aisle and said, can you come to Clewiston, Florida, minister for me? And I said, I will. The next month, we started this journey. Almost 31 years later, here we are still speaking, preaching, declaring. I'm really proud of you.
Amen.
You've done a wonderful job. I've seen you grow and expand and enlarge, and truly, you are a breakout man, and it's so good to have you on today. I know there's a lot of things happening in your life that we want to talk about, but first of all, I'm excited about your upcoming Affecting Destiny conference, and if people have not made plans to come to Oklahoma City, they need to. So I want you to talk a little bit about your conference, and then we're going to talk about some other things that I have on my agenda today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. I'm really thrilled. The Affecting Destiny Conference is now in about its 20th year, and we began as just a small conference to help local churches empower leaders, pastors, church leaders, and it's continued to grow each year. Already, our registration for April 10 through 12 is. We have right at 1,000 pastors and leaders already registered to be here from out of the city.
Wow.
And it has become one of the national voices, I believe, to speak to some direction and to encourage and empower pastors and local leaders. You know, one of the things that's so important to us is there's three things that resonate in my life. Many of them came because of the relationship I shared with you and other men in the early days of my life, and the value system of what I believe you guys instill in us. The first one is that we, you know, Destiny Fellowship of Churches is built off of authentic relationships or connections. How many times have I heard Dale Gentry make this statement, and I've repeated it 1,000, Every day of your life is about divine connections, divine appointments. Mm-hmm. Every place I ever got in life, I got there by divine connection. And I just believe that people have to know that God arranges connections. Yeah. And some of them have been not ones I arranged, but they were ones God arranged. Mm-hmm. I had no idea standing that day in an aisle in a church in West Palm Beach that I would meet a man casually in an aisle who'd come and begin to shift my life completely. But here's what I learned, Brother Dale, is that big doors swing on little hinges.
Yeah.
And God brings you to hinge moments in your life where he shifts you and you go through the door into a new place. So everything about affecting destiny is about connections. People come and meet other people. They encounter God in ways like they've never encountered him. Divine connections, divine appointments are made, and that results in authentic relationships. I believe most pastors, most leaders in America would have a revival if they just had a friend. Mm-hmm. So we build this around opportunities for guys to build relationships. Second thing is the conference has a strong emphasis on the local church. I have a parachurch ministry. I've got multiple organizations that I lead that are not local churches, but all of them are geared to empower the local church. Mm-hmm. I believe the local church is the primary agency for kingdom advancement in the world. And thirdly, the third key to our conference is that we strongly believe that we are spirit-empowered, presence-driven churches. Affecting Destiny is not one of those conferences where you come and we'll put the Holy Ghost in the back room. It's one of those conferences where we really want Jesus to be the main attraction, and the Holy Spirit is the orchestrator of everything that happens. So the dates are April 10, 11, and 12. It's going to be a great conference. There's no charge to come. There are certain growth sessions that revolve around meals. Those are for a cost because they're intimate sessions with some of our key speakers, mm-hmm. and they're limited in their seating. But we ask everybody to register because we want to prepare things for everybody that's coming. And so that's why we ask you to register if you're coming. You can go to affectingdestiny.com and register today. We'd love to have you in Oklahoma City, one of the great cities of America.
I concur. I agree. And, of course, Gene and I are still Oklahoma City Thunder fans, and we've attended Thunder games together. Hey, tell us about who's eligible to come to this conference and maybe a short summary of who your guest speakers are going to be.
Okay. Affecting Destiny is open to anybody can come. The emphasis is on people learning to release their gift, their potential, mm-hmm. To serve the body of Christ. I believe the only position open in the body of Christ, Dale, is really servant. Mm-hmm. If you are an apostle, if you are a deacon, if you're an elder, if you're a Sunday school teacher, you do that to serve people.
Yeah.
So we have leaders at every level. Mm-hmm. We do have a large number of pastors who come, but many of them, like I have one guy that just called me the other day, he's bringing 17 of his team from Florida to be here, a new guy that's coming. He said, I just want my whole team to be there. Here's the key, Dale, that changed my life. It changed my team. Exposure is the key to growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that oftentimes a pastor will go off to a conference, experience something, and come back and try to tell his people what he experienced, mm-hmm. and never can adequately communicate what he experienced.
Yeah.
And so they don't know how to embrace what he's trying to lead them to. So I tell guys, why don't you bring your key leaders with you, let them experience it together with you, and then you can go back together and begin to do what God spoke to you about. So it's open to anybody that would like to come. We have business leaders that come. We have people that are owners of companies that come, because some of our speakers involve people that speak in the marketplace every day. So I'll tell you a couple of those. Phil Cook will be here. Phil Cook's a Hollywood producer. He's probably the number one man in the world to deal with media, how people deal with social media. How do I begin to understand the world of digital media and electronics? What's that look like? And ministry's headed there. Can you imagine what the Apostle Paul would have done if he'd have had the internet? My word. He would have changed the world.
Yes, he would have.
And Phil was he began years ago as Oral Roberts' primary producer of Oral Roberts' TV program. Mm-hmm. And today he's in Hollywood. He just did the Hillsongs movie. Phil's a dear friend. He'll be here speaking. Dan Rockwell is another guy that works in the marketplace. Dan Rockwell is Inc. Magazine calls him one of the 30 top leadership gurus in the world. He's followed by more people on Twitter than just about anybody in the world at Leadership Freak. He does high-level leadership training for the U.S. government, Department of Defense, Procter & Gamble, Campbell Soup, I mean, all kinds of major corporations. And he's here to speak. And then we have some real strong church leaders that are going to be here. Ron Carpenter will be here. Dr. Darius Daniels, which if people have never heard or been exposed to Darius, Darius is a young African-American leader. He's a graduate of Princeton. He's brilliant. He leads a group of churches not only in New Jersey, but now he's got them in Florida and in California. And Darius is probably one of the greatest preachers I've ever heard in my life. Darius will be here. Paul Daugherty, whose father, Billy Joe Daugherty, led a great church in Tulsa, and Paul is now his successor and leading Victory into great days. Paul will be here. Ben Daly, who leads Calvary Church in Irving, Texas, will be a part of our lineup of speakers. I'll be speaking. Dwayne White will be here. I have other people from our team that will be here. We've got Sam Chan will be doing a session, who's recognized in America, written, I think, 20 books about church culture. Leonard Sweet, who's authored over 40 books, will be here. It's a great lineup of people.
Wow.
That'll be here to speak. Plus, I'll have several musical guests. Stephen Lloyd Ward will be with us, along with the Gate Worship Team. Calvary Worship Team from Calvary in Irving, Texas will be here. And William McDowell will be here. Probably the Stellar Award-winning musical artist, William McDowell, will be here with me on Thursday night.
Wow, you have quite a lineup for 3 days, and I'm sure it's going to be energy and Holy Ghost packed. And I would encourage all pastors and leaders and business people to come and be at your conference. Tell everybody once again how they can get involved or come get the information.
You can go on the web. You can go to affectingdestiny.com, and there you'll find the lineup of the dates. It's April 10, 11, and 12. It's 3 nights, 2 days. It's Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Wednesday and Thursday all day. And there are all kinds of sessions you can be involved in, things that you can draw from. And the schedule is actually on the website. So you can, and if you can only come to night meetings, the night meetings are open to anybody, so you can be here for each night.
Well, I highly recommend everybody listening to make their way to Oklahoma City to the Affecting Destiny Conference there in April, and I know it's going to be great. I'm thankful that you are including those in the Marketplace ministry, because we have started about 6 weeks ago. We started here on VPNRadio.com. 15 hours of continuous broadcasting for those in the marketplace. We call it Marketplace Saturday. Rick Gentry is coordinating that and producing that. And we have all kinds of speakers and business people that are involved in the marketplace. So I know you're committed to that, not just lately, but for a long time. And so tell us about how would you encourage those of us that have a vision for those in the marketplace? How did you get involved? How did you step out into another arena? Because that is not that was not the normal boundaries set for your ministry. How did you get involved with people in business or the marketplace?
Well, I think the first thing that happened was I began to realize that there were, you know, my first realm of influence came from working internationally. You know, Dale, I've preached in 77 nations of the world, And by having a consulting business that we started in 92, I began to be invited in to consult not only in America with corporations on leadership levels. My master's degree is in organizational leadership. So I got invited in to start talking to people about leadership stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I began to realize that not only with corporations, but then I began to be invited by governments to come and speak to government leaders and certain things that were happening in government situations. And I realized that the future of the nations of the world were not just locked up in the church house. I believe the church house was to be the place where people that have gifts for that were meant for every generation were to be trained and equipped. And we kept having this vision of trying to get everybody in the building, believing mm-hmm. that would change the city. Mm-hmm. But we need to get everybody in the building equipped and get them out in the city mm-hmm. in order for the city to be changed. Because then I began to be exposed to what Lauren Cunningham and Bill Bright, because both of them working with Campus Crusade and through YWAM, mm-hmm. began to realize that they were sending missionaries into countries and they weren't having a huge impact. They wondered why. So they, through prayer, began to receive this thing that basically every culture of the world, no matter if you're from L.A. or if you're from L.A., Lower Alabama, in a small town, every place has its own culture, right?
Yeah.
But every culture is affected by certain things, big item tickets. And Lauren Cunningham wrote Bill Bright and said, I've recognized that every culture of the world, whether it be Hindu culture or, tribalism, every culture of the world has been impacted, and he called them the seven mind molders, the things that shape people's mindsets. And he began to realize that that included things like economics, education, governments, media. And so as believers, if we really desire to help shape the way people think, so much of Christian theology was to withdraw from those places. Mm-hmm. And then we had business people, we had educators, we had people that had influence, but had no idea why they had it. Mm-hmm. We had business people that have started businesses, but didn't know why they had so much success. They couldn't connect the dots between the fact that the reason God made them successful in business was for kingdom agendas. You know, I don't know how long you want to take, but this is so full in me. You know, our whole system in America has basically been built and designed to create managers. Mm-hmm. If you go to any major university in America, they'll give you an MBA. They'll teach you a degree in business, but they'll teach you how to manage other people's wealth. Mm-hmm. Because the mindset is, let's keep the wealth in the hands of the few and allow the masses to manage it, so that we can keep making wealth. Well, I just believe the kingdom is about entrepreneurs. There are entrepreneurs sitting everywhere in local churches that God wants them not just to manage somebody else's wealth, but he wants them to create wealth of their own. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 8:18, I'll give you creative ideas that will cause you to gain wealth so that you can begin to confirm my covenant. You'll begin to be an instrument to bring the covenant to the forefront in the culture in which you live. So there's a lot of people that are making other people money and giving other people influence when God gave them the gift to really do it, but we had not really taught people how to be entrepreneurs, which I think is nothing more than an apostolic anointing for the marketplace.
Yeah, I agree.
When you talk about what an entrepreneur is, he's really an apostle that's learning how to work in business, or maybe he's a prophet that's learning how to work in governmental settings and speak a word, but he's learning, like Daniel, he's learning the language of the Babylonians so that he can speak for Jehovah God to a Babylonian king in the language he can understand. So I see God calling people into that kind of arena so that the gospel is not just you all come. The gospel is we go. Mm-hmm. We're not withdrawing from any region or any place in our world. I don't think the gospel teaches isolation. And, you know, we grew up in times when that was the primary message.
Yeah.
Don't get out there in the world. Don't try to get in. We even discourage people from being in business. Mm-hmm. Because after all, it's going to contaminate you, and you're going to have to go to all those places with other business people and do the bad things they're doing. Well, that's not true.
That's right.
And so the gospel is not about isolation. It's about insulation. He said, you're in it. You're just not of it. Mm-hmm. You operate from a different motivation. You have a different spirit about you. So that was the motivation for me getting involved in marketplace ministry. And really, I wish that I had time to tell all the reports, but it's been incredible. I get emails and letters continually, even today. We've not been doing the business summits now for several years since I've been here, as far as on a national level, because I turned those over to some other guys that I was working with. But I still get letters continually of people who said, I was inspired in one of your sessions to go and believe that my call to the marketplace was just as important as somebody's call to the pulpit. Mm-hmm. Today, I lead XXYZ company. We're influencing cities, blah, blah, blah. That's how the gospel goes forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, I believe that you've been a key player in opening the door of enlightenment to the church concerning business people, because I know years ago, you know, we kind of had an unspoken concept that one day when business people really got spiritual, they could be called to preach or called to be a missionary. So they were kind of secondary. But I know that you played a key role in helping pioneer a new pathway for business people to have their rightful place, be seated in their rightful purpose and rightful place as a business person in the church. And I know it's been an incredible dynamic that you have been a spokesperson for over these past quite a few years, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I think the worst thing that could happen is for us to have key business people, key educators, even people that are gifted in the arts and media. The worst thing that could happen is for us to believe that they got to get in a pulpit now in order to fulfill their purpose.
I agree.
That would be a disaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, I know that you're one that's opening the door for a lot of people, and you're preparing the way for a lot of others. And you know, I would just any young people speaking, listening today, that I could be speaking to, I know that the Gate would be a great church to come and be mentored in. And you have your college there; they could go to college and be a part of a great church. There's just so many opportunities that people have there that can go there to Oklahoma City and be a part of what you're doing.
You know, one of the great things, Dale, that we've contended for in the spirit and in the natural to get some of this done, and now we're in the third year of Kingsgate College, and we partner with Southeastern University, and we now offer four fully accredited bachelor's degrees.
Wow.
One of them is in we offer a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership, because I still believe God's calling preachers. But we offer a bachelor's degree in business leadership. We offer a bachelor's degree in organizational leadership. And we offer a bachelor's degree in digital media and graphic arts. And now this fall, for all the pastors that are listening, this fall, we just signed our agreement, and we will be offering a master's degree for pastors that will work through some of the stuff I'm doing with Timothy Teams and on a modular basis, so that we can help encourage guys and get their master's degree. It's all available at Kingsgate College. It's been an incredible journey. What God's doing is amazing.
Well, I agree, and I fully endorse what you're doing there. I'm thankful to be a part of your team for the past several years, and I just encourage anybody that is considering ministry, full-time ministry, business, leadership, government, whatever it may be, to consider coming to Oklahoma City and being with you. I know they can get all that information by going to your website, Tony Miller Ministries, right. thegate.tv, and so forth and so on. Wow, I know the church has really grown. It's amazing the growth that you've had. And before you go, tell us about what you would attribute the amazing growth that you've had in the local church, the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, which you and Kathy have led since 2006. What would be the ingredients there of your growth?
Dale, as you know well, the Gate Church is a multi-generational, multicultural church. And today we've watched a church that had a lot of people that were more mature, established saints. And today, I'm shocked to say this, the oldest person on my team now is 40 years old, and God has begun to shift that whole house.
Yeah.
But we have maintained the fact that we are very multi-generational, very multicultural, and we're grateful for that. But I just believe this. I'm going to be really, I'm not trying to be cute or candor. Dale, I lead an incredible group of people. I've led a group of people that have given me permission to lead. And because of their incredible belief and grace to give me the permission to lead and follow God, God's done some amazing things. I have a great team that works with me. You know the demands on my life. I do still travel quite a bit. I'm not out of the pulpit on Sundays a lot, but I have a great team that continues to build things with infrastructure. The Gate Church isn't perfect. Nobody needs to show up to tell me that. I lead it every day. I know where the holes are. But what I am grateful for is that people have a hunger for God. They have a desire to bring their friends to see what God's doing. And, I mean, we're doing simple things like Monday night at the Gate, which we do every 6 weeks, and we'll have 1,000, 1,200 people show up just for Holy Ghost nights. I mean, there's no preaching. We worship, and we move in the gifts, and people's lives are impacted. Mm-hmm. And God just continues to build hunger in the hearts of the people. But if I could say anything today, of course, everything is attributed to Jesus. He's the center of everything we do. But Dale, I want to say this. I could have not done anything we've done had not these incredible people given me permission to lead them.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me permission to lead them by giving me their hearts in a submitted way. And that's caused God to do incredible things. And I'm grateful for that.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Before you go, talk about what role prayer has played in your life since you started in the ministry 35 years ago.
Well, I don't know that there's anything that happens outside of that. Nothing happens until you've prayed. I'm a firm believer. The next series I'm doing right after Easter that I'm starting is called Your Next Bold Move. But I think everything happens out of the secret place. The God who sees in secret rewards in the open. I believe that our personal life and then the corporate prayer life of the church has been the key element for everything that happens. I mean, it's all born out of prayer. We don't pose ourselves as a prayer center, but there's nothing we do that isn't born in prayer. It doesn't matter what kind of meeting it is. It doesn't matter what kind of emphasis it is. It all comes out of a place of prayer.
Okay.
And every first week of every quarter, so four times a year, we have special emphasized weeks of prayer and fasting. And those are very intense. And then we carry out our regular routines of prayer. We have a prayer room designated where people come and pray. There are things that happen throughout the week, all week long, that involve prayer. It's the thing that keeps us in a proper balance mm-hmm. of life.
Yeah. Well, I know from experience you're a man of prayer, and it's so good to have you on today, Tony Miller. And I want you to take some time to pray before you go, and I trust that people will make plans to come to Oklahoma City next month. And as you pray, would you pray for those that are listening today that desire to reach their potential? I know that a lot of your sermons, messages are about helping people reach their potential. And as you pray, would you speak a word over those that are listening and however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray right now. I'll play some worship music, and you pray.
Okay. I just want to say this before I begin to pray for those that are listening today in the audience. I believe that your ears being tuned to this network is a possibility of God's word to increase and enlarge your life. Dale and Jean Gentry carry something that opens up windows. And when Malachi said that God will open up you, the windows of heaven, everything you need, God deposits in you and then releases through you. The answer for your full potential is not outside of you, it's inside of you. So Lord, today I thank you that as we come together with Dale and Jean Gentry in this place of prayer, I thank you that you are the great depositor of amazing grace. I thank you, Lord, that the grace that you've deposited within our life is an enablement. It's an enablement to do things we could not have done on our own. And your word declares that it takes people of understanding to draw out those things that are inside of us. So today, we just begin to put a demand on the things that are inside of people. We call dreams out of them. We call potential out of them. What I call assignments out of them today. I thank you, Lord, that I'm calling them into their place. I just sense there are people that are listening to my voice today, that you've been on the sideline long enough. It's time for you to get in the game. I'm calling you into a place of activity and out of a place of inactivity. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, wherever you are today, the things that may have caused you to hesitate, the things that may have caused you to resist, maybe it was hurts, disappointments, inadequacies, fears, I release you from those today. And I call you into a place of thriving fruitfulness. I call you today into a place of abundant joy and fulfillment. Lord, today I just stand in agreement with Dale Gentry that people that are listening on this radio station will know that they've been called by God. They've been chosen. They've been appointed. Lord, I thank you that a call is your invitation to participate in purpose. So I ask God today that they would respond, that they would hear your voice calling them today into a place of participating in the purposes of God. Lord, I pray that all across this nation and all across the world where people are listening today, that the prophetic revelation of who God sees them as would come alive inside of them, and that the word of the Lord would dwell richly in them, and that through that prophetic revelation, they would rise up and the boundaries of their life would be established, and they would fulfill the purpose of God for their life. Lord, I pray for Dale and Jean today. I thank you that you've used them as an instrument. What an inspiration to Kathy and I and a thousand others. But I pray today that their voice would continue to speak. And Lord, according to Proverbs 29:18, when there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But where there is a prophetic revelation, people gain traction and find boundaries and priorities. And I pray today that Dale Gentry's voice will continue to speak through generations, and that will call people into eternal purposes. God, by the power of your Spirit today, that's going to be accomplished. I thank you for it. Lord, I speak that a mighty wave of your glory is sweeping across this nation. We declare it. I sense, Brother Dale, there is a wave of worship and the glory of God that's coming into America in this season. 2018 yes. Is a year of unusual, uncommon encounters that are going to cause people's lives to be changed forever. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
I set myself in agreement with you, Tony Miller. Thank you for being on today. You've played a significant role in my life. And I can't imagine what my life would have been without you and Kathy. Jean and I love you all very much, and we speak blessings upon you. And know that April 10th, 11th, and 12th is going to be great days at Oklahoma City, and I look forward to having you back before long. God bless you.
Thank you. I love you, brother. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners.
To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul. Find me here, find me here.
far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share these sins and struggles I have carried all these years. And I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, for me down here. Yeah. So much pain, so much darkness in this world to stumble through. All these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of his amazing grace. But when I get where I'm going, yeah, when I get where I'm going, yeah, when you hold on to.
it. You're gonna be worth it all. I believe this. You're gonna be worth it. You're gonna be worth it. You're gonna be worth it all. I know.
I say thanks for the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
I know what I've been, but here in your arms, I know what. measure up to much in this life. Oh, I'm a treasure in the arms of Christ.